Amen. Support for today's episode of Lip Service is coming from Form. Now, I love Form because it's a women's prestige hair care collection, and it celebrates beauty in all its forms because we all have different hair types.
Yes. Yes. I have nappy hair.
No, you don't. Shut
up. It's curly.
My hair's thin.
Right. And mine is thick and very mixed
up. And I'm naturally oily. I've learned recently that I have oily skin and oily hair.
I have that going on too. Well, you are more than a hair type. You're unique. And so is your lifestyle. You know, as we travel different places, our hair acts different. So now your hair regimen has to fix all of that.
Especially Miami. You know, you go there, your hair is a puffball.
Well, the Form collection minimizes guesswork and it makes hair care simpler. It offers personal regimens specifically designed for your individual hair needs because we're all different. So get 10% up your entire order when you visit formbeauty.com/lip service. That's formbeauty.com/lip service and get personal
get
with
personal
Form.
With Form.
Man, it's not very often that we do this on Lip Service, but we have a part two today, and Dave East is back.
What's good?
All right, L'Oreal's here in the building.
Yeah,
Gigi's here.
Gigi McGuire's here.
Stephanie is still in Miami, so she's not going to make it, unfortunately. But this is part two with Dave East, because obviously you have a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Your single Perfect is out with Chris Brown.
Yeah, we're doing a video this week.
Nice.
Word.
I like that song a lot.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Yeah, because I'm perfect, so of course I would like it.
Nice. That's a nice song for the ladies out there.
Yeah, I needed that. I feel like all my music was like street. Or like little hood.
Very so, testosterone-ish.
Yeah, geared towards the men.
Really aimed towards the homies, so I needed one of them joints. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's doing what it need to do right now.
Now, what makes a woman perfect
in your eyes? Keep it real with you. Like, I feel like I got to be around it, and then I be like, damn, she kind of perfect. But I can't really, like, just, like, say it. Like, what's a perfect woman?
If you can name some things as far as people that you've been with, because obviously nobody's perfect, but it's only if they're perfect for you, right, as they say. So in your life right now, what would you say would be perfect? Threesomes. No. I know that's the first thing he thought, I could tell.
Threesomes and probably just don't annoy me. Like, probably that. If you're not annoying right now, that's perfect.
What the hell is annoying? You know when guys say that? You're so annoying.
I feel like annoying is like if you know what somebody does, you know their life, but you don't care. Like, you just, it's about you. You know what I'm saying? You more, I need my time, or I need you to stop what you're doing, and I can't do that.
Right, like if you take a clingy.
But be acting like they not clingy, like, you know what I'm saying? Be trying to, like, I'm the last one that'll ever chase him, like, but that'd be the
put you all up on me.
Exactly.
But do you, like, bring them with you? Like, do you bring them on tour or, like, in the studio or do anything like that?
I mean, I like women, so, like, I get sick of mad dudes around me all the time. You know what I mean? So I invite women to the studio, club, shit like that, like, little events, you know what I mean? But I'm not doing that for you to turn clingy or for you to be feeling like that's, like, a,
something that has to be done. Yeah.
But she needs to know, see what you're up to, though, because sometimes it makes somebody more comfortable. Like, okay, I see what he's doing when he's in the studio. I see what it's like, you know. Cause
that's why I do that. It's like the trial round. Like, come to the studio.
Let me put you in this environment and see how you adapt.
Yeah. Or also, you can see what I'm doing, and you ain't got to be questioning me when I tell you where I'm at. If I tell you I'm in the studio,
you know what it is.
You been there.
I've been at the studio before when Dave had a session, and you had a lot of guys in there. So you don't think that's like intimidating for a woman to have her feeling? Because if it's a lot of guys around, what comes after that?
Oh, they gonna call up some chicks.
Yeah, I be feeling like that's me. Like that come like that's not me. All, that ain't all the time, but in certain spaces, I'm gonna have there's gonna be homies around. Like I done created like a refuge for a lot of the homies that be stuck in the hood or ain't really got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? They're like, let's go to the studio. Let's go vibe out. Get away for a minute.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard for you to work with so many people around?
Nah. I blank them out. I could blank people out easy.
I do that every morning.
I could blank the world out, like, and be like, acting like I'm paying attention to what you're saying. And I blank them out.
Now, what if she's like, why you post a picture with that girl on your Instagram?
I ain't no front. That's the man. Instagram is like the devil's land.
I think we talked about him posting.
We sure did.
Instagram is crazy, man. Like, you know what's crazy? I can't post pictures with women. So don't feel no type of disrespect if I don't post a pic with you no more, like any girl fan. Like like with a fan, you can kind of tell, but like a woman in the industry, whether it's like a, whatever it is, it could be a dancer, a singer,
what about
a
us?
Actress, a radio personality. I could do that with all three of y'all. Like, but if me, and, three you, of if us? Me and you all get caught somewhere, if I run into you at a bar and we take a pic and I got my arm around you, somebody gonna say something off jump. Oh, look at Dave East and Angela Yee. Like, it's just gonna.
They fucking.
That's I'm hard fucking too. Off jump. It's hard so for women.
Picture, I'm fucking.
That's so hard like, for women too, because right? Anytime I take a picture with somebody, I could be like backstage at a concert and they're like, oh, let's take a picture.
You fucking
with him. And yeah, I could tell she fucked him. He hit that. It's like, dude,
we got your whole body off the nigga in the picture. Like, oh yeah, he
killing her. I don't care if I try to throw up the peace sign.
Yeah. Elbow touches elbow. I knew they was fucking. Like, what the fuck?
So I'm learning as I go. You know, I'm still new, so I'm starting to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up on blogs a lot, so
you sure do.
How do you feel about that though? Like, we've seen, I know y'all seen some pictures of you sleeping.
Oh yeah, you know what's crazy?
Like that's a baby.
You're kind of like a, you're a pretty sleeper.
That's an old pic, man. And the funniest part about that shit, like, I keep it 100 and be like, yeah, she caught me slipping. I ain't even hit.
Mm-hmm.
My man had her in the room with another girl. I passed out. That was like some after the show, after the party, mm-hmm. then the strip club, then the hotel. Like, I died off. I pass out. Like, if I've been smoking, drinking all day, I go to sleep. So I'm a good suspect.
Right.
To get that little.
You ever wake up with like somebody sucking your dick or something?
Yeah. But I knew she was there. It wasn't like a surprise.
Oh,
like,
oh.
In the room and
who are
the
you?
The maid came in the room. No.
Room service.
Mm-hmm. You ordered breakfast?
Y'all crazy.
You got sausage?
Sausage for breakfast.
Nasty
asses.
All right, now when do you decide that just hanging out with somebody turns into like a relationship? Have you had a real relationship? Obviously, you were with your daughter's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real relationship.
Kind of, yeah.
What do you mean, kind of? You guys lived together and had a child. That's a real relationship.
For real?
Guys, that's not a real relationship.
Guys, definition.
I'm front. I ain't gonna do that. It was real. I ain't gonna do that.
Like, we gotta be living together. Not just living together.
That was me. You know what I'm saying? But shit, like, I'm one, like, I just don't like life goes on. So it's like, all right. You know what I mean? It may bother you for the moment. Like, with me, that bothered me more than anything because that's Kyrie's mother. You know what I mean? And she, I didn't know she was going to go right online. Like, she went straight to the internet. Like, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I had to get caught up in that whole shit.
Is that my phone? Your phone?
There's some music playing.
So now we want to hear the new single. And
exclusive.
Shout out to Money Bad. Yeah, I don't really like the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I like the internet. I love the internet, but I don't like the internet as far as like the super personal shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that might have been the last like real something I had. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm actually like seeing her every day.
Right.
You know what I mean, that was one of them situations. I'm seeing her every day.
You miss being in a relationship?
Not
necessarily with her, but just, you know, a lot of times we are in relationships and then we get out of them and then we kind of miss, like, the stability of having somebody.
I miss dealing with one personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm in a situation where I got multiple, like, it's like, oh, all right, how she acting? I got to, like, be cool across the board. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how she gonna act today. I don't know how this one gonna act. I don't know what text I'm gonna get from this. I don't know what picture I got caught in. Like, it just be mad. So I just keep it all the way cool. I don't ever be wanting to, like, all the way lead nobody on, like, yo, this is us. Like, you know,
so hard dealing with so many women.
So you keep it real. You be like, all right, I'm dating around.
I won't even say I'm dating around. Like,
we cool. I'm fucking everybody.
Like, don't ask, don't tell.
I'm fucking, but I ain't fucking everybody.
Yeah, not everyone.
So I'm fucking a few.
Now, like, do you have any Quantasias in your closet?
What's Quantasia?
The chick that says she has sex with Usher.
Hell no.
Because every guy has some girls that he...
I done hit some big joints before, though. I ain't gonna
but not even just big.
Not just big, like a bitch that you really don't want to admit to knocking down that you knocked down.
Nah, not in my life. I done got some head from a few of them before.
But wait, how big is big? He said he had a few... I would just wonder how big is big, like that big, or
let me like.
And like, how do you handle that?
Who can I pick? Oh, a girl is
what
like.
What type big. Of stature?
It's hard to say, yo.
Like Adele before
like,
wait, she lost
like how
weight?
Many pounds?
I don't do the pound thing. I don't know. I don't never ask a girl their weight. So I don't know.
Somebody heavier than you?
And to be sneaky, like, I don't know how much fake asses weigh. I don't know if that changes your weight. Yo. Like, that could change the weight. That ain't real weight. I don't know. I don't do the pounds.
But I mean, my titties are 600 cc, so what y'all think? How much that weigh? Maybe like a pound and a half?
I know my titties weigh more than your titties, though.
I'm sure they do.
And I don't got no cc's in this month.
I have no worries.
You feel it when you walk? Your back be hurting?
I mean, I'm used to it now. I've had them for a while.
Mm-hmm. He gonna zoom in on our titty though. Wait, so
no worries over here.
I still don't, like, show us in size wise, like this.
She was this big. Does it limit? Because a lot of women are self conscious too when they're having sex, like about their weight and how they look naked.
The big girls be freaky. So like, I kind of be chilling now, like, because I got to watch it. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
But I think big girls are freaky out of desperation.
They freaky.
Out of desperation.
Not even out of desperation.
Damn, like, Jesus.
What I thought about? I thought about the girl on Insecure. I know it's just a character, but she is just, like, so out there.
She seems so desperate. And right. You watch that show? No.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, he don't have no girlfriend, that's why. When you get in a relationship, you got to catch up on the first season, the second season.
He be sitting right there on the couch.
I feel like the big girl's not as agile as the slim girl, so they make up for it with other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't discriminate. I just ain't gonna be with no big.
But what about really unattractive? Forget about big, but just like kind of unattractive. Cute. Like if you saw her out, you wouldn't want your friends to know you smashed.
Nah, that ain't never happened.
Not even in your younger years?
I mean, of course. I'm from the projects. Like.
You ever fucked a crackhead?
Nah. No.
Why are you smiling?
I ain't go that far. That's crazy. What about, I know niggas that do that.
You never got hair from somebody with no teeth?
Nah. That's y'all asking me some crazy.
No, we're just kidding.
No, that was like an outlandish
crackheads.
No, but crackheads for
real. I think I could find a woman with teeth in her mouth to give me some head. I ain't gotta worry about that.
No, me ever in your life, because I do know some niggas that are like nice looking guys, whatever. Yeah. And when they were younger, they would fuck crackheads.
Nah, not me.
I promise you. And I was like, why would you fuck a crackhead?
You can go back to my. The year I lost my virginity. Like, I know crackheads.
What year was that?
13.
Damn, that's young. Did you know what she was doing?
29. I thought I did.
Was she older or like?
She was like 17.
Oh, so she knew what she was doing.
She raped you.
Yeah, she took
that. Is
she got hers from me. But I thought I was that nigga. Like, what?
What does she look like now? Like, you know how you see your first and then they look busted?
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I seen her like 4 years ago. And she was cool. She wasn't. She looked wicked. She was. I look. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't embarrassing.
I look better.
I glowed up a lot more.
I look better than her.
I glowed up a lot more than her. But
did she say cool. Like, hey?
She was like, keep doing your thing. Like, I'm proud of you.
I got some more pussy for you.
I ain't want no more 13. I ain't want to go back. That's super going back.
She was like, you want to come and redeem yourself for that whack dick you slang when you was 13?
I need the grown-up version now.
But wait, did y'all only do it that one time?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You never felt like you had to redeem yourself? Like, I got to show her I know what I'm
doing? Nah, I was actually, like, more excited to tell niggas. Like, because niggas was on, like, all the older niggas, like, this nigga, my older cousin, like, all of the older was like, nigga, you ain't getting no pussy. Like, 12, 13, that's that age where, like, niggas is talking that pussy talk. You know what I mean?
Such a good influence over there.
If you ain't, by that time, it's like, damn, you ain't getting none. I'm like, nah, I was into basketball and Jordans and shit. I used to just grab titties and I was, like, fingering bitches. At the women, my bad, y'all.
I call them bitches at them times,
you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't fucking, you know what I mean? So the first piece I got, I was, what? I smiled all day, like, couldn't tell me shit.
The first time I had sex, I'm trying to think, had anybody ever fingered me? I don't think I even really knew.
Me neither. Well, I don't think
fingering came later.
Now, wait, aren't you supposed to get
like
finger first?
Like,
I think we were just like grinding on each other. And
me too, grinding. Really, yeah.
We used to. I didn't finger women, and that be that. Don't do nothing else. Just
dry hump
and go home.
And like, then be like, smell my finger.
Super horny young boy days, like grabbing titties and running and shit. Grabbing asses.
Yeah, guys.
I wasn't with that shit. Don't grab my nothing.
I had problems with a few women grabbing their ass, titties.
For real?
Running off.
Like Stacy on the wood. Remember that?
Exactly. I ain't know. None of their brothers never beat me, though, but I didn't grab some asses in my day.
Do you ever feel like you're being used now? Like the tables are turned and women are just kind of using you?
Hell yeah.
You're everybody's MCM, like every Monday.
I turn into a video vixen. They just...
Can we get Dave in the video?
I don't want you to rap, talk, just take your shirt off and just lay there.
Oh,
just look pretty.
I'll be like, man. I'll be like, all right.
Now you know how we feel. Right.
Let's do it.
He's like, I actually have a brain.
You know, I can't talk. I can talk too.
We can't have no conversation.
They trying to turn you into a bad bitch.
I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
You a bad bitch.
You a bad bitch.
Stop it. That's crazy. Stop it. But nah, I ain't going front. Like, I ain't mad at it.
You know don't be.
I'd rather that than a bunch of niggas. You know what I mean? Like, let the girls could be on it. But it's like, I done got, like, asked for certain shit, like, just to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, come to me, come be my look at this.
Oh, like, can we go like, walk the red carpet together?
Shit like that. You know
and
what
do you do?
Nah, curve. I'm good.
What if they pay you for it? Like, a good amount? And it, yeah, like an appearance.
What are we doing? Like,
is we fucking...
What we doing?
So but some things might be a good look. Like if somebody that...
Deuce Bigelow.
Male Gigolo.
Male Gigolo. But see, that's what I... But I have to deal with that because it's like the picture goes into...
Calling bitches.
Who is that bitch?
Why was
so
they together?
That, so you walked on the carpet with her? Y'all fucking.
Those are relationship questions, though. I feel like if you just fucking with these bitches,
nah,
they shouldn't
is,
be able to question.
Those
people
is,
ask whatever
is,
they want.
You got
that's
your
those
ass.
Is the those, wild questions.
Those are you got your ass bust questions.
Right.
The main relationship questions. Them is you done got killed.
Oh.
Good. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And then you asking that shit like. And in my mind, I only know one way to fuck, so I'm not like.
What do you mean you know one way to fuck? Like on top?
I don't like,
he mean he only gonna kill a bitch.
I'm
he ain't gonna give
like,
her no mediocre.
Give you this type of dick and then give her this type. Like, you know what I'm
she
saying?
She gets
like,
a lazy dick, she gets a good dick.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pick and choose who I wanna fuck more. Like,
oh, for
one time. You know what I mean? So it's like, how you react to that? I don't be, that
you gotta
be,
start giving out this be, lazy
nah.
dick.
Then that word out. Hell no.
Now, we gotta ask, did this Christina Milian picture cause a lot of issues for you? Because everybody thought y'all was together. They're like, oh, what a cute couple.
Yeah, it did.
And then you say you were single as a thing we throw at strippers.
I am.
I seen that.
I am. Nah, so she mad cool, gorgeous, bad, all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? She good people. I fuck with her.
And I'm sure cool. When you were younger, you were like, Christina Milian, now me and her are hanging out together in the strip club.
Yeah.
Throwing money
I ain't
together.
For all this. That's happening now. Like, a lot of the women, like, I was, like, seeing before, like,
I mean, that's the reality of what happens after you glow up.
Yeah, I guess so.
So do you not like them as much? Or, like, how does it work? Because I know when you're younger, you're like, oh, shit, I will fuck her.
You know what it is? Like, I ain't gonna front. It's like, how can I explain this shit? It's like it bug you out that you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's like that car you dreamed of all your life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. You get it, and it's like, all right, I got it now. Like, you know
then
what I mean?
You get it and start throwing French fries on the floor. And you don't, you don't watch it.
You're like, that was Vicky from Small Wonder.
It's like, I feel like it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm enjoying myself at the end of the day. I ain't married. It's me and Kyrie. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I ain't trying to really be attached too crazy to nothing unless that shit just happened. I'm not one that won't let it happen if it's natural. You know what I'm saying?
I was going
like,
to ask that.
If that's coming and I feel it, I ain't going to be like, nah, fuck that.
I'm
I ain't
Davies.
Doing that. I'm me. I can't be. Nah, if I'm,
so
if I'm open,
yourself,
I'll be open.
You see yourself getting married one day? Or like...
I'll try it.
That seemed like some 2 month shit.
I'll try it. If the wedding and the marriage and all that shit is lit, it's lit.
Who's
like I said, you got to be able to, like, really just mentally get me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the sex should be cool. Like, all right, cool. It's you can fuck 101 ways. Mm-hmm. You can bring other bitches around. Like, it's so much you can do with sex. But I feel like that's, like, another situation. You get what I'm saying? If it's just that, I can't kick it with you. I can't vibe.
Can I bring you home to meet my family? Yeah. Can I be around my daughter?
I got, exactly. Right. That's my biggest fear now, too. Like, I don't want Kyrie to meet nobody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to see no woman other than her mother and my mother. So it's like, if you do meet her, I'll fuck with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or if I do bring her around you or even feel like I can have her around with you, I'll fuck with you.
Now, who would you say is your crush from back in the sitcom days when you were younger?
From the sitcom days?
Like, man, I grew up loving the Laura.
Myra.
Laura Winslow.
Oh, see, I said Myra. That
Myra.
Steve's girlfriend.
Right. It was a couple. I like Topanga.
Topanga was lit. Boy,
anyone like Topanga.
Topanga could get it.
Her name was fly, too.
I don't know. What's the girl from Saved by the Bell? Lark Voorhees?
Lark Voorhees? She was married to Martin for a minute, right?
Was she?
I just remember something happened with her skin or something.
I think she had some bad makeup on.
I seen recent pics like, damn, what happened to her? I was in love with her.
Lisa.
You Lisa know Turtle. To come.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Lisa Turtle, that was her.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Lisa was bad. Like, when she was young, pretty. Lisa was bad.
Who else?
Who else?
Not Denise Huxtable.
Whitley Gilbert.
I ain't like Whitley.
Why? She was too bougie
she
for you?
She was too skinny.
She just ain't.
She didn't do it for you.
She can't do it for me.
Dwayne.
Yeah, she would have annoyed the shit. I'd have been like, yo, are you serious right now? Text me that shit. I don't want to stop talking.
Regine.
Damn. Who she had that I liked Hillary. I ain't going to front. I was in the Hillary.
Bro, Hillary.
Because she was so, like dumb, like, just ditzy, like, come here. Like, you could, come here. I knew, like, Hillary, you could be like, all right, come on.
Let me teach you something,
I was,
little bitch.
I liked Hillary.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me teach you something, little bitch.
No, but yeah, her daddy was rich.
Yeah, and they had a nice bag, little bougie. Man. They had a bag. They had a Buck Jeffrey, all that.
Did y'all have crushes on any of these sitcom guys?
Stefan. When that nigga came out the chamber.
Urkel when he became Stefan.
When he came out the chamber.
You did not have a damn crush on Stefan. Shut up.
Nah, I didn't.
I know you didn't.
I don't think I liked anybody.
That was more of a guy thing, I feel like. We didn't really have crushes on guys. It was like the guys always had crushes on the girls from the sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't like none of them niggas from Living Single? None of them?
Hell no.
Like Overton?
Wakefield Jones?
No, I don't think so.
My man Overton.
I don't know that nigga name.
Overton.
Because they didn't have no eye candy thoughts like that.
It wasn't. No dope niggas. It was, I can't even think. Like,
I liked Shorty from she all fucked up now. I hope she get good.
Maya.
In the house.
Maya. She was bad.
Yeah, everyone loved
her. She was not
remember her Angie Martinez video, Ladies Night?
She was bad.
And Parenthood had that other girl, and she was in the No Better Love video. Remember?
I know her name. Damn, what's
I can't
her?
Think of her name.
I know you're talking about.
She was pretty too, though.
You didn't like the sister twins or nothing.
Yeah, we like Roger.
They got bad. They got bad. After the show, like when they was on the show, I wasn't.
They was real goofy, right?
Yeah,
that's not fair. We didn't have nobody. We didn't have no fly niggas. I guess Will Smith was supposed to be there.
They ain't like Martin. Tommy?
They look at funny and it'd be like, they look good.
But it wasn't like, they was sexy.
You look like you like Cole.
Stop playing with me. You
she like brother me.
You like Sinead.
You was in the Cole. Stop it. You know you was feeling Cole.
I like Roscoe.
Roscoe. That's
why? I'm trying to think. You ain't like Carlton or nothing?
No.
Carlton, like nigga? Carlton. No.
What about Cockroach from the.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie though. Moesha had Q.
Yeah, Pedro Star.
She had what was the other nigga name?
Moesha was lit.
Oh, something. Oh, Haji. Niggas got me fucked up.
Oh, he passed away.
Yeah, Romeo from Steve Harvey Show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all was lit.
Yeah. He was actually cute. He was.
Now, the other one that played for People Under the Stairs, y'all remember that nigga Fool? He was on like Cosby Show. He played her boyfriend too, but either way.
Next. Here's something that we were discussing
like
the other day.
Roach.
Bud, that's my man.
Bud. Oh, he is?
Oh, you were serious.
I'm dead
serious. Well, I thought he was still joking.
I thought he meant from the show. Like, yeah, but me and Bud.
Like in real life.
That's the homie, yeah.
All right, now have you ever borrowed money from a woman?
Yup.
Damn.
Did you pay it back, Dave?
I wasn't always...
Dave, let me get that money
I wasn't always, like, you know what I'm saying?
So now that we mentioned it,
there's a few probably I ain't paid back, I know for sure, but they wasn't on it for me. But the ones that was like, I need my bread back. Like, they got
so what
bread.
If they come for you now? Like, remember back in...
It's quiet. Nah,
remember back in 2010 when I gave you that $300?
I don't remember it.
We had a discussion...
Can I get 3,000 back?
About this in the car. Like, if a guy asked you to borrow money, a guy that you were dating, would that make you feel weird?
It all depends on what the situation. It could be any scenario.
That nigga took that $300 and took the next bitch out. He took Chris.
But see, I wouldn't do shit like that.
He took Chris.
Like, if I asked a girl for bread, it was like.
Like, maybe you need like brakes on your car or something.
I didn't even have a car. I was like, if I'm asking you for bread, I was fucked up. Like,
Did it ever feel weird? Like, I don't want to have to ask, but.
Yeah, but it's like. I always kind of dealt with like. I dealt with women my age, but I always kind of dealt with older women. So, like, a few of the older women, I wouldn't have to ask. Like,
they were just they giving just, you
shit. Oh, you had, like, sugar mamas.
Cake mama.
I wouldn't call it that, but, like, here. Like, I wake up, shit be there. Like,
Damn, that's weird.
He always been a gigolo.
You always been a bad bitch.
I'm a gigolo. Remember that song?
That bad bitch shit. You guys sound calling me that, man. That's crazy.
Oh, people call you that?
No, I've been saying it. So girls are just leaving money on the nightstand?
I'm saying that's what niggas do that.
Niggas do that to bad bitches. I would be niggas so upset if he two stacks on my dresser. Like, babe, go buy yourself something.
Y'all gonna spit my drink out.
I'm a bad bitch. What's the most you ever got left?
Did they ever leave change?
Nah, change. 250, probably like a band.
Wow.
Whoa.
Probably a band.
Can I manage
some work?
Probably like a band. But I feel like that's how she was trying to like win me over.
Damn, okay.
She was trying to reel you in with
like
that.
Like how niggas do that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to put Davey's picture on back pages and get somebody to go.
Oh, yeah. It's lit.
GoFundMe, huh?
Now, listen, so would you feel, you said if a guy asked you for money, but it was like for a particular, would that make you feel a way?
I mean, it depends on the scenario. Mm-hmm. If I knew that he was well off and, you know, maybe he just left his wallet at home, maybe he was going out to dinner and he asked me to pay because he forgot.
No, what if he's like, listen, this month was a little rough. I need like $2,500 for rent.
Rent?
Yes.
See, I always felt like shit like that, like, I always had mad pride, you know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, man, shorty, I can't. I always thought I was going to pop later, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I used to always have that in my mind, like, man.
When I get on, I got you.
She's going to expose that shit if this don't work out.
Oh.
I was giving that nigga money. Like, so I never really wanted to, like,
do too much.
Take it there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. to that point. I asked, little 300, little two, got 250, little and dumb shit like that. Like,
they ever tell you no?
I'll fuck that off in a dice game or in the fucking, and just in the hood.
What? Like, come on now.
This is what I'm saying.
Better purpose.
Can't trust a nigga like you.
What about you, Lolo? What about you, Lolo? If a guy.
You gonna go to dinner.
So one time, I was talking to this guy. He was like a doctor. And I guess he was going through mad shit and he got fucked up. And he was like, you know, this month is really rough for me. I was like, damn. It's rough for all of us. Like, you know how you could tell he was trying to reel me into some shit. So then he was like, yeah, you know, I just, you doing good though. You should let me borrow something. I was like, you mad funny. Like, I just literally played it off as a joke because I knew he couldn't be serious. Like, I'm sorry, but there's no way.
What about women asking to borrow money from you?
It depends with me. Like, I got homegirls like that. I ain't like not even fucking or nothing like that.
No, but somebody you're dating.
Nah, I ain't going that road no more.
No more?
No, I'm good on that.
So you've done it before.
Yeah.
You've lent out money.
Yeah. You
Do you expect
you
it back?
You got some bread. You got some bread. Man. You got some bread. Because I got to have some bread, right? As a man, you're not... It don't matter how cute I am, I could be fucking your brains out every day. After a while, if I'm dead pop, that shit going... You're going to be like, huh?
Yep.
We not going to do nothing. You can't buy me nothing.
Yep.
Ain't nothing going.
You're
like,
right.
You just fucking me and... Looking at me?
And looking at me. Dave got the same problems we have.
Yeah, I know. Damn. It's hard being a bad bitch.
Y'all niggas is crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
He bad.
Damn. But nah, you gotta have something. You gotta have, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have something rocking and rolling. And I be feeling like the gaps and shit gotta kind of be... You know what I'm saying?
Closer.
Like, I'm not...
You got to level it out.
I don't be wanting to discriminate, but I can't be like, you can't work at Burger King. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, it just won't...
She might own that Burger King one day. You better not sleep.
Work at Burger King.
Yeah, but you got to make baby steps. One day, she might be the manager.
Like, hey, listen, if you want to own a Chick-fil-A, you got
to
work at
one. Manager now. Like, I'm not...
Hold on. You just was living in the projects not too long ago.
3 years ago.
Don't try to come
back. Come on, Dave. You done changed 3 years.
That was 3 years ago.
You bougie now.
A little bit.
Because imagine you went into
Burger King. I go backwards, though.
But imagine you went in there and saw a woman who was just beautiful. Maybe she fell on some rough times. Maybe she's in school.
I'm
but she's working.
Like, why are you working here?
To make
she
money.
She got to pay bills.
I got bills.
To me, I would respect
that's
that.
That's what strippers say.
Nah, I would respect
you
that
to
more.
No.
Oh. So you rather she work at Burger King or get
Burger
bigger
King
money?
Is just not the wave. Like, I don't want to pull up and you're giving me my burgers and fries and you my bitch. Like,
and you my bitch.
I want my bitch smelling like French
cool.
fries.
I'm coming home with wild baby. I got all type of extra shit from work today. Like,
Whoppers.
Bad burgers. I'm good on all
you
that,
eat
man.
Beef no
you
more.
Never dated anybody in fast food?
No.
Nah.
See? Look,
I dated a guy that was at Taco Bell. But I was in high school.
Yeah, do that now.
Do that now. I was mad hype because I was bringing home like bags of food. You know my dad, cheap as hell.
Yeah.
I was like, Dad, I got you a...
And do that. top.
Yeah, no.
Be with a nigga work at fucking Subway.
Yeah,
but what if she worked at
Subway? Post pictures with him
in his outfit, in his uniform,
and tag him where people could go on his page and see he worked at Subway. He got mad Subway fits.
What if she worked at Chick-fil-A?
That's different.
Come on, Chick-fil-A, and she bought you Polynesian sauce.
And they're religious.
y'all is crazy.
Yeah,
fast food. They just change outfits.
But not fast food.
Chick-fil-A don't open on Sunday.
Let's not be so drastic to say fast food, but maybe like even like the mall or something.
Oh, that's cool. I ain't against that.
Okay. Just not fast food.
Not fast food.
Because you'll smell like food, maybe. That's also like a transitional.
I feel like, honestly, like,
that's a kid job.
All right, yeah.
It is a kid job.
Like,
it's a transitional.
Older,
I'm about to have
if you're
25 a
better and older, you shouldn't be. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's them, like, I'm 17, 18, going, trying to get a job type job.
No, that's
like,
true. First job.
By the time, if you my age, you should own that motherfucker. Like, and if you don't, you can't be taking the order on the back, flipping the burger. Like,
what if she's the manager? General manager of Burger King.
Bad.
What if I was the general manager of Burger King? Can I holler at you?
I'll take your number.
Bad bitches unite.
Support for this week's episode of Lip Service is coming from HelloFresh.
Hello.
We love HelloFresh.
Yes, HelloFresh is on a mission to save home cooking because it's just too good to go away. You all don't have to know how to cook like Gigi and L'Oreal.
Yeah, we cook and we be cooking.
I'm not that great. And that's why I love HelloFresh. It's a farm-to-box company. They want everyone to have access to fresh ingredients that inspire great meals. So they have the whole meal kit delivery service and makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience and not just the final plate. So, Gigi, you're a great cook.
HelloFresh is a good experience, though,
yes.
I have to say.
You don't have to go to the store. All of the ingredients are in the kit.
That's so convenient.
It's all measured out. They give you step-by-step
instructions.
And it's delicious.
It's great.
And it's quick. It takes only 30 minutes. That's the only thing that we like that lasts 30 minutes. Yeah. We don't normally like it quick, but we like this
quick. We like some quick meals.
That's right. And even if you're a beginner or if you're a seasoned home cook and you don't have a lot of time, all of this is less than $10 a meal with the freshest ingredients, exact quantities. You don't have to worry about wasting everything and all the food comes right to your doorstep. It's in a recyclable insulated box. It's a free box. My box ain't free. And now HelloFresh is offering light spring meals and has just introduced breakfast options.
Wow.
Yay. So we love it.
I need a HelloFresh breakfast box.
And it's all nutritionally balanced. They have registered dietitians on staff. So that's incredible. So make sure you get $30 off your first week of deliveries. All you have to do is visit HelloFresh.com and enter LipService30 when you subscribe. That's HelloFresh.com, code LipService30, and you can subscribe to HelloFresh. HelloFresh, like
Hello
our
fresh.
Vaginas.
It's very fresh. No, we fuss with you.
She got
all right, now let's talk about some things that are going on in the world, in the world of rumors. Evelyn Lozada, okay, she was engaged, but now she's not anymore, but she's going to keep the ring.
$1.4 million, right?
Cool.
Evelyn is out of basketball wise.
All right.
She was engaged, Carl Crawford. He's got a fat contract, so he's good. But he did get her a ring. Now, have you ever proposed to anybody?
Uh-uh.
Ever thought about it?
Uh-uh.
All right, so let's just say you proposed, but you cheated. So y'all don't get married. Can she keep the ring?
I proposed and I cheated?
Mm-hmm.
Let that bitch keep the ring.
Yeah, she keep the ring.
Because that's your fault.
I did bad. If I proposed to you and you found out I cheated, that's your ring. You got that, John.
Okay.
I did bad.
Would you
How much
now-
is the ring?
Well, her ring was $1.4 million.
Hold on, bitch. Get that back.
Boy probably up, though.
He's good. Yeah, he got it.
Boy up.
How much is he worth?
I think his last contract was like $240 million or something.
But you got to be careful with her.
$1.4 and shit to him.
She made the other nigga go broke. Remember? Antoine Walker? He was worth like $150.
That's not her fault. That was bad investments that he made on his part. Mm-hmm. Nobody can make
you
go broke.
Facts.
You make yourself go broke. What?
That nigga spent a lot of money on a lot of bitches I knew in Miami. Mm.
Okay, but that's his fault.
She was one of them.
Damn, Twan.
Shout out to Antoine.
Yeah, it's over. It's over for you, boy.
But that's your fault if you decide to do that, right? Don't you think? No woman could force you to spend money on them. If you don't.
And no woman could force you to propose to them.
Right.
So I feel like even one of them is like, that's like, you're just, as a man, that's your decision, totally. You could be rich and not spend a dime on nobody, like, that's up to you.
That's
true. You want to trick your bread off, like, you know what I'm saying?
Now, do you think you would ever get back with Kyrie's mom?
No.
Is the point of no return like that? You don't think about it?
No.
Does that have to do with
certain
like,
line? You, like with me, I'm a line. I'm a like a line type nigga. Like, just about to you know what I'm saying?
It
I
went,
have certain.
It went past the point mm-hmm. of.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Of like, if it wouldn't, of course, that's my daughter mother. I would have wanted nothing more than Kyrie waking up to me and her. You know what I'm saying? But it's like she, certain she lines you cross, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a clown. Like I let that rock. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know.
But sometimes it's things that you do too, and then it's a reaction.
Oh, I did some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But. No.
Because I have some habitual line crosses in the room with me.
I thought you said hood bitch.
No. Oh. That too. But I do have some habitual, both of y'all are habitual line crosses, I would say. Gigi and L'Oreal.
It happens sometimes.
I be wilding.
Because I'm sure lines. That we've, yes. Like
I mean, if I feel like lines was crossed on me, like mm-hmm. I'm not just going to come in mm-hmm. crossing lines.
Let's talk about some lines that we've crossed.
Okay.
Some things that we've done that we felt like, I can't believe he forgave me for this because it happens all the time.
Oh, when I knocked the hookah over?
You poured a hookah on him.
Oh my God.
Got coals.
I did knock the hookah over on him.
Everybody called everybody to talk about
purpose?
That shit.
Yeah.
She poured that shit
I on poured a hookah over. On him. That's my.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty bad.
It was bad.
That's like burned.
And it was in front staticky. Of like. Like it was in front of like people he worked
so
with.
It was so staticky with
stuff.
Me. Like, what?
It was bad.
Hot coal hookah?
Yeah, it was bad. Nah. I could have set the whole place on fire. It was bad.
So that's unforgivable.
That's
you,
like that,
you thought.
That video with that water.
What video yeah, with the
tell
water?
Us about this.
No, it's like a, you know how they was doing the cold water challenge?
Oh.
And some this little oh, girl
the ice
or whatever.
Challenge.
Oh,
she did hot water like.
No. That's
boiling
burned.
Hot water.
Let it burn your skin.
Homie washing his car. She like, hot water challenge. Like, it was no. all good. Ran through that shit on. This nigga finished. Finished his back.
That'd be like no teeth challenge.
Degree, like, he was in a burning building. Like,
beat a bitch ass challenge.
Yeah. But if you see how she do it, like,
black eye challenge, bitch.
No, yeah, black eye challenge.
You think that's the worst thing you've ever done?
To him?
Yeah.
Angela obviously knows something.
I'm
just
not
it
asking.
I feel like all the lines I cross, you can get. I want to hear your line with Cole.
No.
All the lines I cross be like low shit. Like, I'm never gonna cross the line like in your face.
Like fuck.
So that makes a difference.
Yeah, but, dude.
I cross the line behind your back,
oh,
and you
cross a lot of lines behind my back.
I'm not gonna do it in front of you. That's fine.
But then I found out.
I don't understand. What do you mean? It's that's foul, fine. Regardless.
I mean, it's all foul, but yeah. It's like, it's levels to foul. Like.
It's levels to this foulness. Right. So you think that if you would have purposely did something in her face, that's unforgivable. But if it's something that, what if she found out and you did it behind her
it's
back?
It's always an assumption. And if you wasn't there.
You're like, I'm never telling.
Like myself, it's an assumption.
Yeah.
This guy.
What you don't know
I
won't hurt you.
Real life arguments and there's no nothing. Like, mm-hmm. what are you arguing? What's the proof? Who?
Right.
Where was I?
Where's the video?
Where's the video?
Right.
Where is it? I was there. You sure?
I did not have sexual relations.
No case.
With the Instagram bitch.
Those text messages was me setting you up just in case you went through my text messages. I just wanted to see if you was
gone. Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, the text shit is nasty.
That's why
you gotta delete everything.
The text messages.
You
is
said
nasty.
I delete everything.
That's why you gotta delete everything.
And that's
everything.
Suspicious too.
Everything.
Or you could be got no text messages on your phone.
Right.
Just in case I lose my shit, I don't want, you know.
Damn, I don't have to worry about that shit.
No, that's
nobody
going
to my phone. I went through that before.
That's what,
oh, that's
told
what
me.
He said in case he loses his phone.
That was his,
time put
that
a
was
lock
his
on
reason
it.
For deleting everything out of his phone.
And you know,
in case he
that?
Ever loses it, he had too many valuable contacts and too many valuable
but
situations.
Then the name come up, it'd be like Lil Wayne. Like, nigga. So H-O. You deleted the text messages, but you didn't delete the, you didn't change their name.
I mean.
Or he could also delete it like remotely too with the,
oh yeah, you can
the
do
iPhone.
That. I don't be doing all that.
How do y'all go through phones?
Hold on.
Who's
I
y'all?
Never went through nobody's
sure.
phone until somebody went
everybody
through
mine. Guys go through phones too, though.
But why do girls do that shit?
I'm not going through it.
I'm going to tell you, this is what I always say.
Guys,
don't go through
go
somebody's.
You never go through a nigga phone?
No. I have.
I
did one.
I haven't done that in years.
Nigga just gave you the best sex of your life. He get up to go in the bathroom,
nope.
His phone right there.
Oh,
no,
I don't
open.
Do that. No, I don't do that.
I've done that years ago. I haven't done that at all in years. But I will say this. Don't go through somebody's phone unless you're ready to walk away from them. That's all.
Word. Mm-hmm. So,
nah.
So after how many kills?
I mean, I went through my ex phone when I was suspecting him of doing some shit.
That's right. When you suspect.
I was looking for and I left it alone.
And he's like, you just making assumptions.
What makes you,
don't you
suspect?
Know. Cause it
I
could
need
be
to learn from
niggas
y'all.
Be slipping.
Yeah, it could be a girl hit you up and told you something. Somebody
you
else told
but
you something.
But just how you act too. Like, all right, somebody went through my phone. Like I said, that's how I learned to go through somebody's phone. Mm-hmm. The nigga snatched. He was like, "Who's calling
you?"
I was like, "Don't worry about
we
it."
Late? That's why bitches go through your phone.
His phone's upside down.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And under his leg.
Nah, but look, the nigga snatched my phone.
That'll make a bitch want to see what you hiding.
I paid a bill on this motherfucker.
My phone was you paid a bill. What that mean?
It's your phone. You should.
My phone always flipped up because I don't got
nothing to hide. So you shouldn't be checking my shit. Ever.
I mean, I don't check phones. I learned my lesson. I burn my finger. I'm never burning it.
The reason why women check phones is A, they're suspicious and you're not giving no real answers. So
sometimes, I woke up with a punch like, boom, whoa. What the fuck?
Your phone. How did she get your password? She
used
your finger. She probably took your finger and she was like,
this is the shit y'all do. Not y'all, but this is the shit y'all do.
Not y'all, but y'all.
I be like this, chilling and shit.
Look at that. I only did it because I knew
Beyonce
that.
Beyonce did it to Jay-Z.
All you gotta do is see like the motion with the
first
password.
First of all,
his
shit so low, you can't even see what's going on. Like,
nah, I put that screen on my shit. Yeah,
the privacy screen.
Oh, okay, so I'll be turning my shit down.
You can't see my shit no more.
But sometimes like guys really...
I turn my brightness down.
And I think as a woman, if you feel like you have to check his phone, then you already know what it is. Like, if I feel like I have to check your
everybody
phone to find out.
Everybody got something in their motherfucking phone that would make somebody mad.
And that's true.
Well, this is my thing. Why go through a nigga phone if you're not going
leave?
Dub him.
That's what I say. If you go through
like
his phone.
Like, you go through my phone, there's wild asses, all kind of wild shit in my
all
phone.
All monkeys and donkeys.
All just to tell me what you saw.
Right.
But, I saw this.
But I'm trying to stay, and I want you to leave them girls alone.
Just leave them alone, though. Like.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sure. Cool.
Let me change my password. Delete them pics. Yo, you can send me them joints again.
My but you said earlier.
Oh, so you be asking for the picture.
Have you?
You said earlier that you knock out.
Huh?
You said earlier that you knock out after you be drunk and high and tired. So a bitch can easily take your fingerprint.
No, he don't drink Hennessy no more.
I don't do that. And I ain't been on the Henny, so I've been up.
Okay, but you know what girls do too? We know the password for mad long and see so much stuff and not tell you.
Or
women will hold it.
See, that's what I don't like about y'all. As soon as I see some shit, it's lit.
That's me too. I don't hold nothing.
It's like, dead ass, I'm on you. As soon as I peep it.
Nah, I put shit in the pocket.
I don't hold shit.
A nigga not gonna know how to respond to it. If you come at a nigga with beef from February, March, April, and it's November, nigga gonna be like, huh? What the fuck are you talking? They're not gonna know what you talking about.
But then it's
and then
old.
Then we look mad dumb, like, huh? Like, you look stupid.
That was in February.
I think it's old then, though. It's like, bitch, that was in February.
Word,
fuck you talking
about.
Yeah,
time,
but they build up a case, right, Gigi? Like, you kind of keep
I've
it
grown.
Also, sometimes, because you also don't want to admit that you went through somebody's phone.
I've matured.
You don't ever want to admit it. Like, I went through your phone and I seen this, this, and that. July. So that's why you just keep it to yourself. And
I did that shit once in my life, the end.
Right.
And like I was saying, it's because the nigga snatched my shit. And I was like, oh, he got something to hide, huh? Because you going through my shit. So I just waited till he slipped. He was playing music from that shit. Snatched his shit. What you got going on in here?
I go front. You can always tell if a nigga on, like, on some bullshit if you get his phone.
Right.
And he started fighting you.
I've been in situations with my phone in my pocket. And I'm riding with a girl. And we ain't like together, but we
riding.
Doing enough where she can go through a nigga phone if she feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Get out the car, shit fall out my pocket. All right, babe, kiss all that is love, right? I'm like,
oh shit, sprint,
right? Turn back. She got my phone. Like, I'm like, yo, get my phone. Like, what, you got something in here? I'm like, that feeling right there,
yeah, chest drops,
nigga. When she like this,
bitch.
I'm like, nah, man.
I'm not gonna
did
lie
I
though.
Put the code on the shit. Then you be for trying to remember shit. This what did nigga I just text the bitch?
Imagine you left your phone at someone's house.
It's over. Nah. Sometimes you just gotta chalk shit up. Like, you know what? I did bad. She got my phone. She probably saw some shit. It is what it is. However she come at me, I gotta just deal with that shit.
The worst for a guy is he gets locked up.
My God. I had somebody's phone that was locked up before. Yeah. Nigga was like, all right. Here's the code. Please don't look at nothing else. I'm like,
why are you crazy?
I'm going to everything.
I'm going to everything. I get locked up. Don't give her my phone. Whatever y'all doing here, officer.
She had the phone.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't do that.
It was over after
who
that.
You want to have it, them or the girls?
The police.
Leave my shit with the cops.
Look at that. Police have my phone.
Leave my shit with the cops.
The cops had that shit. They ain't going to do me nothing.
Put my shit in the drawer, nigga. In the Ziploc bag.
That shit to the cops, man. They can hold that shit till I get out.
I've had two guys go through my phone, and it made me look at them differently.
I remember
in my lifetime. Yes, one of them. Terrible. It made me look at you like
gay. Like
bitch-like. That bitch tendency.
That is very female.
Yeah, it is. It felt weird. Like, you mad at my text messages? Like, I don't really know what to tell you. And you know me, I just turn it completely off. I'd be like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
she's like, well, why were you going through my phone? I'm right. Like, Ange.
He did sound something. Hilarious.
L'Oreal tried to defend it, but I think she tried to defend him. I was like, why he went through my phone? Why would he go through my phone?
I was like, but Ange, you're dead wrong. She was like, no, he's wrong because he shouldn't have went through my phone.
That's what guys say.
I agree.
Yeah, that's she was funny. Like a nigga.
It's both.
But I really wasn't doing anything. He just went through my phone and he looked at messages from before I even used to date him. Mm. And it's like, why do you care?
That's some creep shit.
Why do you care what I did? No, it really was. You can see this is before you.
I didn't even know you.
It was, you can see the date on there. He knew it was before. But I'm like, why are you mad about this? And I was like, listen, don't ever talk to me again.
Ange be having nigga excuses, I promise you.
You got to, man. It's dirty out here. You got to have your excuses up. My shit is on 1,000.
I'm sure. He looked like he got the best excuses.
Can't stay mad at me forever, like.
And then he probably be like, look.
He probably let you get mad. Makes it different. Look.
You ain't mad at me.
Look, y'all's mad at you?
I actually hate Dave right now, but we're laughing it off right now.
Oh. I don't know why
she's mad at me. But anyway, back to the...
Why are you mad at Dave? Look at him. You can't stay mad at him.
Yes, I can.
Why would you be mad at him?
Make sure y'all go get that perfect.
Dave East ain't do nothing wrong. Ever.
What, was y'all supposed to do a song together?
Word, she owe me a 16 and she fronted. I got hot and I don't want it no more.
He a bad bitch now. I gotta, you know.
Y'all gonna stop saying that?
I've been like 9 bad bitches today.
Okay. That was the last one.
I stopped saying it.
I like it though.
Now,
I like it.
Karrueche also had posted a picture of herself, right? I'm sure you saw it. And she put, y'all shame natural bodies, but praise fake ones. Mm-hmm. Did you see the picture she posted?
I didn't see it.
Oh. Now, what do you think about that? Because it does seem like there's this, like, impossible standard for women. Like, a lot of women are shaped
like
just,
ants.
Yeah. Well, not even just that, but it's just kind of like...
A lot of women are regular
unachievable.
Body, like, up and, like, straight up and down. And they get shamed because they don't have all the va-va-voom. Mm-hmm. But then there's girls like me who's out here buying the va-va-voom. And they feel some type of way because
the guys are into that.
Into that.
Right.
But, I mean...
This is my opinion on it. I feel like...
You buying weave?
Women just need to understand...
Oh, I got the picture, y'all.
You like Red Bottoms and you like Giuseppe's. And mm-hmm. you like... You know what I'm saying? So it's like... Oh, all right.
That's how I felt when I looked at it. I like Karrueche.
I feel like it's the quicker a woman understands... Men like a variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like every dude probably got their type. But I'm into this type of joint. I like Spanish joints. I like black joints. I like white, whatever. But just because you like that Spanish joint don't mean you're not going to be attracted to this dark skinned thick. You know what I'm saying? You right. might like her
I like
too.
Apples. I like pears.
So it's like,
I like kiwi.
Jordans, Reebok.
Adidas.
I like different Adidas. I pull up in Adidas shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
but
like,
you have your favorite pair.
Exactly. So I feel like women chasing that shit, like trying to like chase what the look is, ain't no look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got niggas that like fake shit and natural shit at the same time.
You know what you
got
to do? You got to do what makes you happy.
Facts.
A lot of bitches are starting to look the same, though.
Yeah, cookie cutter. But you got to do what makes
cookie
you
cutter.
Happy.
Cookie cutter.
Everybody got the same body. Listen, I went to Aces like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And every single girl in there had the same exact body. And
they
I was
the
just
same,
like,
they all went to the same
they
doctor.
All went yeah. to, exactly.
They got the
they
hookup,
all went to the same
the
butt shot lady.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
this rap shit don't work. I'm doing butt shots. They got to be clicking off. Cause
first of all, that's illegal. Okay, yeah. People go to jail.
Yeah, it's very illegal.
So injections
yeah.
are illegal.
They going to jail.
But you should start, maybe you could do a Brazilian butt lift.
So y'all all criminals walking around with y'all at, with bald asses?
Hold on. Who's y'all?
Whoever got bald ass.
No, saying that women that.
Well, I just had to make it clear.
It's not the person who got it is the criminal. The person who gave it to them is the criminal. So the lady that's out here pumping bitches is that's the one.
But you know what? He's right, though, because the drug dealer goes to jail, but so does the person buying it.
Everybody involved. The plug, the worker.
You're part of the conspiracy.
All
so
there.
All you bitches need to be in jail.
It should be a whole ass indictment.
Ass ring indictment.
And that's the plug. Whoever doing it is the plug, and y'all all involved.
What's the worst ass situation you ever seen?
Seen?
Yeah, like
person.
Oh, I done seen some nasty shit.
For real?
Like, what makes it nasty? What was, like, it's leaking?
Like, when it looks super, 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 super fake.
And it like, feel like a sack of potatoes?
Yeah, like, hard. Like,
oh, it's hard.
I done, like, press the bitch butt, like, different part. Like, ass supposed to be, like,
boing your ass.
Like, you know, soft. You're supposed to be able to grab a butt. Like, that should be like.
Stiff. For real?
Hard. Like,
it's like, like the couch arm.
Hard, like the couch.
Did you still smash?
I hit a few fake butts. Off the Henny. I left the Henny alone.
But ever since the voo.
Hit a few fake butts off the clean.
Depends on the fake butt.
It depends.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought a fake butt for somebody?
Yeah, no. If he did, he ain't no.
David ain't lending
you no money. He not paying for no Uber.
I wasn't even doing the Uber.
Oh, yeah. I heard you was
you're not paying for Uber?
Now I got you.
Okay.
He said that last time, but it depends. It depends.
I do Uber now. I ain't gonna front. That's what... Last time, the Uber was tricking. In my mind, I was tricking.
Right, he said that.
I didn't kind of... My shit... I kind of went...
Now you can trick any chicken if you got it.
That was like 2015. I can do the Ubers
now. Yeah, I can do Ubers now.
So that's it. Just Uber.
I do a little more than Uber.
Oh, okay. So he grew up.
What about dates? I've never, like, heard of you...
No, I mean, like, you're not scared.
A grown woman that want to go get some dick should be able to get in the her own transportation.
Why she got to just be going to get dick? Y'all can't be going somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, if it's that, then yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
the Uber conversation was about the dick.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, no, I heard it.
You wasn't there.
She did hear it. She did hear it.
I heard it. Relax.
That was the Uber convo.
I don't know about you, but I'm still on the Henny.
Yeah, she's been like, same.
I want to forget.
You just was asking a good question. Fuck, it was something that you just said. Yep.
I forgot. Yeah. You're right. I was saying something it was about.
Dates. About him going on
a
date.
So we never, like, hear of Dave East was spotted out on a date.
Because I'd be low.
The closest thing we ever seen was you and Christina in the strip club, and that looked like a date. But when's the last time you've been on, like, an actual date where you took somebody to dinner and a movie? Something like that. A Broadway play, perhaps?
Probably like a month ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Broadway play?
I just said that.
Oh, I was about to say. Nothing wrong with that,
though. Dinner. Mm-hmm. And we went walk.
Oh, you went for a walk?
Yeah.
What?
That's cute.
Nice. Why does this seem shocking to me?
That is a cute date.
Hood niggas walk.
And then you put on a nice... I know they do.
It was a first date.
I know they do.
Where y'all walk to?
We walk the west side. The little shit over there.
Oh, y'all was walking along the west side highway.
Nah, that's a real date.
Little side.
Did y'all hold hands?
Nah, I was smoking.
You wasn't walking, you was just smoking.
No, I wanted to go vibe, catch the breeze and shit. Okay.
Was it at nighttime?
Yeah.
Did you call her back after you hit?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's romantic.
I text her.
Was that her idea or your idea?
Mine.
Very romantic.
Her idea was to go, she took me out to eat, and then my idea was to go.
She took you out to eat.
Let's go do some free shit.
So let's go, let me go walk and smoke.
Yo, you funny. Some free shit. Hey, they was closed by the time we left the restaurant.
Like, let's go walk it
let's
off.
Let's go walk right off. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear no excuses. You tired. You want to go to sleep. Let's walk that off. So you can go get busy.
What if she tried to hold your hand? You'd have been with it?
Yeah.
Did you give her
I
your
ain't
jacket?
With that amongst a million people. We in the walking the West Side Highway.
It's dark.
Midnight.
Did anybody
grab
recognize
all
you?
My hand, huh?
Did anybody grab recognize all
my hand?
You?
Nah, I ain't get noticed out there. Like, You grab my whole hand.
Not just my pinky.
That is very cute.
Little date shit. I be trying that shit, man, but it's like.
It's hard for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
You're like, what else?
That was cool.
I just feel like Dave be like, come over, fucks them with his jeans on, he's and like, then kicks them out.
I get naked.
He gets naked.
With his jeans on and his fucking sneakers.
I don't like fucking no clothes on.
What about do you...
What about socks?
He says, come over, you pay for your Uber and I'll send you an Uber home. And then we're even.
That's like going Dutch.
Come to it. I got you on the go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's nice.
These bitches got to get licensed.
Is you doubling up on the go back?
I'm going to keep it real. This is what's changed. If it's the first time we've ever, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, all right, I'll see. But if I know what time you're on already, like the level of your freaky shit, you get the truck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you get the Uber SUV. Oh. That's just a regular, like, you got the carpool.
If the head
what
right,
if you sent her in a carpool?
The Uber helicopter.
Hey, I'm calling Uber Black for you.
If a guy called you an Uber and it was a carpool.
So Uber pool mean it was trash. Uber X mean it was mediocre. And then when you get the upgrade, then you really don't.
The truck,
something.
You was.
You just told me something.
And Uber helicopter mean that bitch is legit.
Uber, the truck pick you up and drop you off. You did your thing.
Oh,
Uber
shit.
Jet, I'm in Miami, baby. Come see me.
Wow.
They got Uber helicopter?
Yeah.
I gotta put somebody on the helicopter. Make somebody feel special.
That's phenomenal.
In the 50 Shades?
They're going to be like, there's nowhere to land over here. Bitch got to jump out.
They're going to extend a little ladder so she can climb.
That shit come with a parachute. Uber parachute. Bitch got to jump on your roof. I'm about to land.
I'm on your roof.
Did you reality TV? Because I'm sure they've approached you.
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
Love and Hip Hop.
If it was all over, it was over.
Career resuscitation.
If I had, this is what I would do reality TV. If I like put out an album or some shit and like we had a show and like
it was, it sold
like,
15 whack, tickets.
Bro, like, I'd be like, hey y'all. It's over, my nigga. Like,
Love and Hip Hop, here I go.
I'll play any role you need. I'll be
who you need, Miss Nikki, baby.
Who you need me to date? Who you need me to date?
Who you need me to go in the studio with?
I'll shake with any of them.
And throw water on.
Any of them reality niggas,
nigga,
man.
Be part of the creep squad.
Nah, I ain't with them niggas.
I just seen you in a picture with Rich Dollar.
Yeah, because I just met that nigga.
Creep squad.
I met that nigga the other night.
I know.
First time I met him. Cool.
That would
cool.
be the name of the show. Finish
cool,
the line.
Nigga.
Yeah, we.
I know the real
no
creep
bars.
Life, man.
Finish the line.
I know the real creep life. Free snags. I know the real creep life. So that creep squad shit was like. They ran with
stolen smoke. Identity.
Yeah, they stole that.
What about you dating a reality TV star in real life?
No. No.
Some
no.
of the women
no.
from these shows
no.
are attractive,
no.
though.
No.
You never
no.
smashed no reality star.
Of course.
Smashed and dating is something totally different.
100% different. I would never, I wouldn't date a stripper.
You would?
Oh, really?
No. What about a former stripper?
It depends on the how she was getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she did that shit for like a month or two, like, yeah, I tried to do the stripping thing, it ain't work. But if she was like a world renowned, like, known stripper, nah.
Gigi used to be a stripper. She's offended.
I was the face of Magic City.
But he said he would date you if you was the manager of Burger King,
yeah.
So you're good.
So I can even say from Burger King, but now that I was the face of Magic
that
City
is
in
over.
2011.
It's over now.
Now, we got to have fun. We just say, it ain't going to be no room. It ain't going, you know, I ain't going to propose to you.
Tonight. Why not?
I ain't proposing. We got to have fun like a motherfucker.
What's fun for you?
Threesomes. Force. He said that before.
What that
he
that
said
was
fun
for him?
It walks on the West Side Highway.
Oh,
it
yeah,
walks
yeah.
on the West Side Highway. Holding
that was some player shit. That was like...
That's cute, though. I'm not mad at that.
I like that. Yeah, that was a good thing. Yeah.
Do that again.
I'll try it again.
What was the last threesome you had?
Last week after we walked on the West Side
Highway. That was recent.
We walked past another bitch. She was lit.
It was recent.
It went down. Oh, I can't even say what I want to say. Just,
please don't. If you can't.
It was recent.
So paranoia.
Friday.
Why paranoia? What are you paranoid about?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Herpes.
I mean, not like, yeah, all that. I'll be like checking, like, but you can't even see the shit.
You're not checking.
Right?
You can't
that's
see it.
That's such a bad
there.
Chance you're taking. Like, I don't even see it in this day. Like,
you can't see AIDS or none of that shit.
No condom. You can't even get no AIDS with no condom.
You can't see a lot of things, though, by the way. You can't see.
Have you caught AIDS with a condom before?
I don't know.
HIV that turns into AIDS.
Oh, you can't catch AIDS, my bad. We sound ignorant.
Oh, just trying to help. At least it's me and you and not just myself.
We're together on that one. But nah, condoms, man. I promote safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, like.
Let me see if you got a condom on him right now.
You have a condom on
you
now?
You got a condom on you right now? Let's see.
Nah, it's in the car.
Oh, it's in the car.
That's not going to be no good later.
It's in the car.
Yeah. That expires.
I'm going to go get some.
All right,
oh,
do like, your use a condom go. When you get oral sex? Because, you know, that's dangerous, too.
Yeah, you can get herpes if the bitch got it in her mouth.
Now he's scared.
He's not so careful now. Yeah.
But I get tested. I just got tested last week. Word.
But what if she has something?
Blood, I got my piss, my blood.
Oh, they put the Q-tip up your...
They
pee-pee
check
hole.
My whole shit. You get what I'm saying? My nuts.
We talked
everything.
About
you cough.
Grabbing that cough.
Everything. Check me. Like, yeah. I gotta get tested.
Do they weigh that's enough?
Right, because of the head shit. That's what scared me. I know I'm gonna put a condom on to fuck you, but the head shit is scary.
Mm-hmm. But you're not gonna use a condom.
I enjoy head, so that would really mm-hmm. break my heart.
Right.
But did anybody
would break your heart?
Did they ever try to do it with a condom on?
What?
Like, did anybody ever put a condom on you and then try to give?
That's like real prostitute shit.
People do that?
No,
real dirty prostitutes.
That gotta be like a trick, like an old 90-year-old.
Yeah, I'm talking about the bitches out on the street that's walking up and down the street, jumping in cars. They're putting condoms on you and sucking your dick.
I'll be so frustrated. You try to eat me with a condom.
Yeah, because then how does that even feel? Probably don't even feel like nothing.
But who knows? Maybe it feels great.
No.
I want to know somebody.
You want a nigga to eat your pussy with a dental dam?
With a condom?
No. What? You want a dental dam?
No, definitely not. Look,
he said he tried it one time because I want to know.
The head with the condom?
The dental dam?
Why?
The head with the condom.
You must have been leaking. Why did she feel like?
You got nervous. Yeah.
He was burning that week.
He put the condom
to the doctor. You got nervous.
If you think...
I couldn't picture me like a girl kissing on me, going down, and pull my shit out, and I put a condom on. Like, nah, hold on.
Now suck it.
Now do it.
Now eat it.
Now do it. Like.
Now eat this dick with the condom.
Breath gonna be all rubber.
And she gotta try to kiss
magnum
you.
Magnum stink, too. The last thing you want is your breath to smell like a magnum.
A magnum.
I couldn't imagine sucking
on
a magnum.
You fucking a nigga, and then he pull it out and take the condom off so you can suck his dick. That's the worst
and it
shit
tastes,
ever.
Yeah, that shit tastes nasty.
Magnums taste like trash.
I don't like that.
Now I got
we need some better tasting magnums. Put the word out.
Yeah, they do have like flavor kind of things.
That's all that.
Not
that's
when
all,
you can't fit it.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
Sagnum.
I don't know yep. nothing about all
that. Niggas be wearing sagnum.
The saggy magnum.
Niggas
think, I don't know nothing
listen,
about all that.
Listen, niggas think just because sagnum it fits them width wise that it's okay, but then the top of that shit be looking like a turtleneck because it be all scrunched up and
oh,
shit. That
yeah.
don't fit, nigga. It gotta be width
that's
and
couture.
Length in order for it to fit. That's couture.
That's couture.
Sagnum is crazy.
Do you have a turtleneck on your condom?
Does your magnum wear a turtleneck, nigga?
Nope.
It that's the fit. Worst. When the guy tries to put on a magnum.
I ain't got no bad reviews about that.
They say tall, you know, slim guys have long,
that's what
thick
say.
Dicks.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I'm cool.
What do you ask for in the bedroom? Like, if you're having sex with somebody for the first time and you request something, what do you request?
Lick my butthole.
Hell no.
What about?
I actually put somebody out for that.
You put
really?
Them out?
Damn.
I had to go.
You threw
so
it out
you don't
like
the fresh prince? And obviously.
You gotta go.
What about licking your balls? Can she lick your balls?
That's my favorite shit on the planet Earth.
It's right there next to each other that you should just let her go.
No, it's a major difference.
Major
your balls in your ass, like as a man.
Cause you never
maybe
know
not for y'all the pussy and the ass same right there, but
it's the same right there for a man too.
Yeah, it's the same.
That line shit we were talking about.
The taint, the taint, taint.
That's that line.
Oh, the little gooch.
That line.
The
gooch.
The gooch. You can
fuck with the
gooch. You can fuck with the gooch, but you can't go past the gooch.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's like real. Detail, are you any further? Then I'm gonna feel disgusted. I'm gonna feel like I'm kind of, am I gay right now? Like, I don't know. You gotta go.
You just gotta leave.
Like, I don't, you have to get out of here.
I see if it was a man trying to look at Bubba.
Anything a woman does to you isn't gay. Like,
yeah,
a woman's doing it.
All right.
Unless
you
got
only two ways a man can get his butt ate.
Mm-hmm.
Legs up or bent over. That's gay shit.
You scoot it up a little bit.
You just gotta scoot the gooch.
That's it.
Like the bridge. You know, like when you was in elementary and they had you doing the bridge.
Be right here with it. Like.
That's it. That's what they. Listen, let me tell you something.
My mind, I'm like,
but why you got
nasty.
The ugly
no,
face on?
This how we know they want it. Because when you sucking their dick and
they
do like
yeah, they scoot up.
I'm doing that for the balls. Like, get them.
Somebody misinterpret.
The girl you kicked out, maybe you gave her the wrong impression because
oh,
we
I'll
interpret
just,
that
I'll
as all right.
Grab my dick,
cool.
Like, all right, no more of that.
She was like, oh, he like his butt leg. He scooched down.
He slid down.
Scooch, scooch.
He scooched, scooch.
She didn't understand how everything changed so quick.
You got to go.
Yeah, mixed signals. You giving out mixed signals,
made me
my
jump.
Friend.
Like, oh.
But that's not, yeah, it might not be a bad thing.
It tickled.
That's off limits, man. I'm good on oh yeah, y'all eat what?
No,
man ass, hairy man.
I don't. I'm not into having the way he say it. I mean, I've done it before. Yes,
absolutely.
I don't just go around eating everybody's butt.
Men shave. I don't think men.
No, they
shave their ass, right?
That's weird. Yeah,
but guys,
it's kind of crazy if a man shaved his ass.
But
the, right?
I've never seen a man manscape.
So in order for you to eat,
not his
a man's
ass,
it's hairy. It's hairy.
It's
y'all
hairy.
Some nasty
it's definitely.
Yeah, you use the clippers on your
it's
ass.
Hairy.
Y'all get
wait, so
hairy
you never ate
sure.
hairy
y'all
pussy?
Get forehead kisses only. Like kiss fire out your forehead.
So you never ate a hairy pussy?
First of all,
yeah, I have.
He definitely has.
So what do you mean? It's hair on that too.
Asshole is nothing. This, come on, man. Y'all
first of all, I'm
shit.
Not
fresh out the shower.
Exactly. I wouldn't
nigga
fuck with no nigga.
Wash his ass and run downstairs, and it's still his ass, man. Like,
nah, you're not going downstairs.
Y'all different.
Fresh out the shower.
Y'all different.
You're different.
Y'all are
but
different.
You don't eat ass.
No.
You never eat the bitch pussy, so you're a liar.
I'm weird. Like, I'm like, I have fetishes for different shit.
Like what, feet?
Based on how I see you. Now I don't fuck with feet. I like you put your feet on my chest type shit.
So no bitch ever sucked your toes?
Nah. I got some fucked up feet.
I think you would too. You look like you got fucked up.
Play ball.
He played basketball.
Suck my feet. You love me. Kyrie, the only girl on earth that don't mind my feet. Like, Kyrie played, my daughter.
You got, like, black toenails and
no, my toenails cool. I got bunions. Like, my
So do you take your socks off in the bed? Are you self-conscious?
Yeah.
You're not self-conscious at all?
Nah.
You be like, look at these ashy ass, corny
bitch,
feet.
You ain't looking at these feet because I got all of this.
And dick. I got, I'm good. You ain't
he like, look into my eyes, bitch, not my feet.
If my dick don't take your eyes off my feet, I'm doing something wrong.
What about if a girl has fucked up feet? What if my feet just as fucked up as yours? She played ball. What if she played ball?
Because you shouldn't have that.
So you got
what if she's a ballet dancer?
Yeah, what if she was a dancer?
You played ball, she was a ballet dancer.
All right, she had to be a ballet dancer.
There had to be a reason for her feet to look like that.
It had to be proof.
Bitch, let me see you in your point shoes.
I don't want
to
know you. This can't just be from
let me see a ballet picture from when you were seven.
When she was younger.
This can't
be from
years of walking.
Let me see you go in the second position.
Cannot be from years of walking.
Let me see a Rhonda John, bitch.
You think you're more paranoid now than you were before?
Yeah, but it's like, yeah and no. Because now I could do whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's weird. Before, I'd be a little paranoid, but it was like I was stuck. I was like, I can only like move in a certain, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like a little more involved, so.
You have more access.
So whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I need, I got more access to.
Because I feel like the more successful you are, the more paranoid sometimes people get.
My shit came with my daughter. Like, I wouldn't have been feeling like that, but Kyrie had me feeling like that on some shit. Like, just I know how the hood, the streets, and just the world is. Like, I'm like, I gotta get back to this little girl no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what I'm going through or who hating or whoever. Like, all right, I'm gonna get back to Kyrie no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Gigi is dying. Do you want to have more kids?
You almost just died. Yeah, I want a son.
Yeah, she got a son.
One of them hands tickled Gigi. That's crazy.
Gigi got hair stuck.
Did you just say Gigi has a hair stuck in her throat?
You had a long night?
I like how y'all just continue the conversation. Gigi almost died in the corner.
Gigi will be all right. It was just
I'm good.
Nigga said it's an ass hair stuck in your throat, though.
Long night.
All right, so Friday.
Actually, it's a piece of ice I just choked on.
Oh, okay. That's frustration.
You asked me if I want more kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I want a son. I want a boy.
Are you working on it?
Nah.
On them long walks.
He gonna have four girls first and then he's gonna have
right.
I ain't gonna front, I feel like I'm that nigga that's just gonna have mad all girls. Yep. Man. I don't know why.
Womanizers have a lot of girls.
That's what that is.
They did, yeah.
That's my a cousin myth has that they y'all did a study. Up.
Yo, my cousin
a study
has
a study.
Scientific facts.
I want a boy, man.
Study says that babies. No.
She had a little brother.
I want Kyrie to have a brother. From me. She got a brother, but from me.
All right. Well, anyway, we appreciate you for coming through. Natina saying you got to go and wrap it up.
Oh, appreciate y'all.
Natina.
I love these conversations up here.
We know Perfect is a single that's out right now featuring Chris Brown. Paranoia on Friday.
Friday. Make sure y'all go get that.
All right. Let's
if y'all want to leave some money on the dresser for Dave East, hit him up.
Yeah, I'm accepting checks. All that.
You take checks?
All Cash that. App, PayPal.
Yeah, they have apps now. Apple Pay.
App, you can put it right in the app.
He accepts all that.
All right, lip service. Don't forget this week's episode is brought to you by Form. I've been using Form. It's a premium hair care collection and it makes every hair journey that much simpler and better. You use it too, right, Gigi?
I love Form.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about what to buy, where to get it, how can you use it right. You don't have to go to all these different beauty supply stores and find the right combination. Form has your back. And now, L'Oreal, you are the hair expert because you're always doing different things with your hair.
Yes, I love Form. It's amazing.
Right. Sometimes you blow it out. Sometimes you do those little twist outs, whatever it is that you do.
I love twist outs.
That's why I love Form. It's inspired by our own personal hair care journeys and it has uncompromising performance. And it also makes sure it doesn't sacrifice the health of your hair.
That's so important.
For women of all hair textures, and I mean all hair textures, Form collection is unique. It's versatile and it minimizes guesswork. And you know what?
The big brother for Forum is Bevel, the brand Bevel.
And we love Bevel.
That's right. So you can actually shave the back of your hair with Bevel and then use Forum for the rest of your hair. The folks at Forum are tired of seeing women that they love struggle to find hair care that is personal, effective, and high quality. You can get 10% off your entire order.
10%?
That's right.
Oh, shoot.
You know I love to save money. All you have to do is visit forumbeauty.com/lipservice and that discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's forumbeauty.com/lipservice. Get personal with Form.